time for our early bird fishing guides.
Yeah.
Plural.
We thought it'd be a good time to get together a couple of fishermen, fishing guides who spend their winters ice fishing, then work the business of fishing the rest of the year. You know Jeff Sundin, he's our early bird fishing guide. Keith Holton's my brother and a fishing guide on the Kenai River in Alaska, and he's joining us from Brainerd today. Thanks for being here, you guys.
You bet.
Keith,
hey,
you there?
Good morning.
Oh, there he is. Okay, so I don't want to do the... I want to start off with a little doom and gloom. The governor's fishing...
What?
Well, I mean, the governor's fishing event is canceled. Let's talk about fishing, because I am a golfer, and I see every reason that you could golf, because you can keep social distancing. You're way outside. I'm wondering what your guys' opinion are about the fishing season. What are some of the reasons why, perhaps, it should be canceled or not canceled? Jeff, let's start with you.
I can't think of a single reason why it should be canceled. You know, we're getting a little bit carried away with this thing. I just checked out the numbers yesterday. 22,000 people have been tested. That means that out of those 22,000 people were sick enough that they thought they ought to be tested. Now, 689 of them actually had the virus, which is sounds like a bad number. That's 3%. But that means that 21,000 people are sick with something else, and we don't even care about it. We don't care about the other 21,000. We only care about this one little thing. So we're supposed to not go and not do and not be anybody until everybody on the planet has finally run their course on this one virus. So either somebody's really not telling us something, or else they just don't trust us to be able to stay, you know, 10, 12 feet away from each other in a boat landing. And most, now, I'm going to make an exception. I'm going to talk about the situation up on the Rainy River where there's only a few places to put your boat in. There's only one game in town if you want to go up there and fish. And I get it. There's a lot of people all together in one little space, and people don't want other people coming from somewhere else and bringing the virus with them. Okay, I get it. But there's 14,000 and some odd lakes in the state, and most of them right now, we took a little tour yesterday, most of the places that you could still ice fish in Minnesota only have one pickup truck parked at the landing. Two, maybe. So, I mean, staying away from each other and being able to get out and go through something. If you ask my opinion, you're a lot better off to do that than you are to go sit inside and exchange germs with whoever's around you, no matter whether they've only been to the grocery store or not.
Keith, how about you?
Well, as far as the governor's opener, that part, I understand the fanfare of, you know, the whole media get together for that. But for fishing itself, I completely agree with Jeff. I mean, it's a pretty solitary thing. And it's different for guides, though. Currently, the way things are sitting, I've got some friends that are charter captains in Oregon, and they're prohibited from guiding right now because you can't have social distancing with six people in your boat. So currently, I understand it. But down the road, I, you know, as Heidi said, I think we're all optimists, and I don't see this going very long, at least into the season.
So, Jeff and Keith, can you could safely still be guiding with your boat? Do you feel like that you could?
I definitely feel like I mean, we still have 6 weeks to go before this is. It's hard for me to keep in mind, like Keith just mentioned, you know, Oregon, and I'm thinking, okay, I live in one little slice of Minnesota, and I know what's going on around here, and so strictly from my point of view and the people that I would fish with, I don't see a problem with it. I'm glad that I'm not someplace far enough south to be on open water right now and be fished with. You know, there's a lot of guides out there that are already suffering because the shutdown has caused them to give up trips. You know, friends of mine that go up and do the Rainy River stuff, they could be up there, you know, any minute, but they're not going to be able to be. So, yeah, temper everything I say with, in my opinion, My wife will tell you that I am the world's foremost authority on my opinion.
So, Keith, what about, I mean, I know that you can be fishing and stuff, but you do have to get bait. So I'm sure that's a concern with stores. You can't have 20 people in a store. You'd have to maybe wait outside before you go get your bait. How's that work?
Well, the kind of fishing that I do, John, I make my own bait. I don't have to go to a bait store. I fish salmon eggs and I fish lures. So that part of it, I wouldn't have social interaction that way. I don't have to get red-tailed chubs or leeches or night crawlers or anything like that. So that part I'm not worried about, getting bait.
How about you, Jeff?
Yeah, it's not going to be as handy as it has been in the past, but I wouldn't be overly concerned about that either. The ability to get a bag of minnows, you know, hand them across the counter, or just, you know, put them in a milk cart and let them sit outside for a minute, I don't think is going to be too bad. I was, but my most recent trip to the cities, there's a lot of stores down there that are asking you to just call. You can buy whatever you want to buy, but then call and pull up to the curb to get it. And that wouldn't be too bad a way to go with some of the bait shops in the area here. The further south you go, the bigger the problem is, because they don't have a bait shop every 4 or 5 miles like we do. But there's lots of guys, too, that are fishing with artificial lures these days. Plastics has become a big thing. And I think there's a pretty good segment of the fishing population that would just go ahead and go, whether they had live bait or not. And who knows? This could be the resurgence of the whole family getting together and going out looking for night crawlers on the hill.
So Keith, how's the ice fishing going?
It's been okay. Here's a real-time bait question, though, too. There's the place that I buy bait here in Brainerd. They're open, and I was surprised. I was kind of loading up on some extra Eurolarva and some stuff, and I said, well, I need to get it now. And she said, no, we'll still be open because it's part of a hotel, and that's considered essential, I guess, or her hotel was, she explained to me, and I was surprised. But as John said, too, though, or Jeff said, a lot more plastics are being fished for panfish than bait, I think, than ever. So it's but the fishing itself, it's been okay. In fact, I'm looking out on the lake right now, and there's 3 people out ice fishing right now, which kind of surprised me with the much rain that we got last night. But it's still being quite a few people in the Brainerd area are still chasing fish.
So, Keith, you just had to swing by because you needed some larva?
You're a larva.
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
It's like a waxworm type. It's a worm.
Okay, Jeff, what's going on in the northern half of here with the ice fishing? How's that
going? There's not a ton of people out, but there's a few people fishing every place. And I've been, because of family stuff that's been going on, I haven't really been able to get on the ice myself. My friends are driving me crazy. They're calling and telling me that they're catching crappies on Bowstring and they're catching perch out on Winnie. And Leech Lake has been good. The guys are asking for smoked fish recipes so that they can smoke up the tulipies that they've been catching. There's a lot going on. There just isn't very many people taking advantage of it right now.
So, Keith, I know your neck of the woods is Alaska. How are you going to get there?
A good question. I've got plan A, plan B, plan C. I usually drive back, and Canada's closed. And I did book a flight for April 22nd, but Alaska also is working under a 14-day quarantine. So as soon as I get there, I have to stay put for 14 days. So I really don't know. I'm kind of in limbo when I'm going to get up there. The good part of it is my fishing season, we usually will start in May. There's not an opener with the salmon. Whenever they show up, you get to fish them. But most of my fishing happens July, August, September. And so far, I feel pretty comfortable about being able to make that season.
So, Jeff, I have a question for you. I think everybody right now is kind of looking for things that make you feel better. And we have the benefit in rural areas and small towns. We can get outside very easily and not be around other people. We got to think ahead that we got to keep fishing. I'm wondering your thoughts on that, what it can do for us in this kind of bizarre time.
Well, that's, I mean, you already hit the nail on the head. You basically, you got to get out now. I'm not going to say you have to go fishing. Maybe you should go play golf with John. But I definitely believe that getting outside, instinctively, we all know that you're better off if you're just out breathing fresh air instead of being cooped up. And if you start getting into, I actually committed, I haven't done this for 10 years, but I actually watched network news one day this week, and it took me 45 minutes to realize why we're running around in gloom and doom all the time, because that's all they want you to know about. And you won't get that if you're sitting on the bank of the river. And, you know, by the way, as easy as it is for us, you know, if folks in the metro area, there's a lot of places to go wet a line. You can get out and, in fact, right now, the Mississippi River south of the Twin Cities, pool 3, 4, all the way down, they're catching fish like crazy down there already. And, you know, people are enjoying themselves and having a great time, and nobody is worrying about getting sick because they're all in their boat out on the river chasing fish. And whatever it is, you know, a walk around the dock, just sit on a park bench someplace by yourself, just breathe in fresh air and letting the sun beat down on your face a little bit. Whatever your pursuit is, I think you're going to be 10 times better off than sitting around worrying about all this stuff.
So, Keith, annoying question from your little sister, but I've been out in the boat with you many times up in Alaska and in our lives, but you're a fishing guy, but you're almost like, I mean, you're giving us you're almost a therapist on the water, you know, because you're just talking about how much you love it out there. That, I'm assuming that's going to even escalate this year. Yeah. People are just going to love it that much more.
Yeah. You know, I've been catching up on some reading, which I'd sooner be fishing, I think, a little more. But there was a line that stood out that said, the people that enjoy the outdoors are the happiest people in the world. And, you know, just listening to what Jeff's saying, too, it's like you got to get out, whether it's fishing or walking or hiking or bird watching. I mean, you know, I love listening to Augie discuss the birds that are coming through, or the weasels or the skunks or the porcupines. And get out, enjoy it.
Yeah, that's really a good point, Keith, about, you know, my mom has been enjoying in the evening time. We don't do anything. We stay right in the car, drive over to the bridge between Little Jay Gould and Big Jay Gould, and watch the birds fly back and forth. And at this time of the year, that facing west off that bridge is the perfect place to see the sunset in the evening time, and just to go sit and watch the sunset is just, that's about as therapeutic as anything.
So, Jeff, share with us your favorite fish recipe. Well, if you're making something tonight now, what's it going to be?
Because everybody's cooking a lot more, too,
cooking.
Yeah, well, my stepdaughter and her boyfriend, they've been toughing out this entire winter by going fishing a lot. And they brought over some lake trout that they caught. We cooked those on the grill last night. And I think that's getting to be probably one of our favorite ways, because we do it with pike, we do it with walleyes, we did it with trout, and that was excellent. Any of the larger fish, and it's so simple. We just put, you know, tin foil, spray that with a little spray stuff, nonstick, and then I put a little bit of avocado oil on the fillet just to hold the spices, and then I sprinkle on a little bit of lemon pepper and garlic salt. You can add some Italian seasoning if you want. Cook it on the grill. We'll broil it in the oven. Either way, they come out about the same. And pretty healthy way to eat and delicious.
Keith, you're up.
Well, I'm going to throw something out towards Jeff. One of my go-to seasonings, if I grill salmon, is Montreal steak seasoning. It doesn't sound like it should be on fish, but it is excellent on any of the oilier type of fish, lake trout, salmon. But if I'm to pick a family recipe, Heidi knows what that would be. It's usually coconut batter, deep fried walleye, crappie, sunfish, whatever. That seems to be the the family recipe for cooking fish.
Yeah, Dad stumbled on that one, and we never got sick of that.
No, no. It was basically shore lunch batter with a cup of coconut in it, and that's it. Pretty simple.
Sounds great, you guys. Thank you so much for being with us this morning, sharing your positivity and your common sense. It's fantastic.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye.